KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And we're here with Joe Milton. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thank y'all for having me. But also, man, I'm blessed to be out here. It's Cali weather. I'm out here for the first time. So it's great, man. Oxnard is beautiful. So
you prefer this weather to 103 like it is back home?
Absolutely.
Man, me too. I keep texting my wife weather updates. That's probably not the right thing to do, is it?
That's not the right thing to
okay.
do.
Okay. All right. Now, there, you talked about how a little bit of a rougher start maybe to practice today, but finished really strong. There was one particular play. It looked like the ball got stripped from you, but it looked like it might have been after the whistle.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway on that play particularly?
It was after the whistle, but just regardless of that, just finish the ball, just bring the ball back to the ref. That's something that I kind of grew upon when I took my time at Tennessee. It just always hand and ref the ball. And for me, and that rep right there was like, you know, I may turn around and say something, but at the same time, it's more of like, Joe, you got to keep the ball high and tight until the whistle blow or until it's time to hand the ball to somebody and somebody asks for the ball. So that's what I should have been doing.
And you see that a lot with the running backs in particular. I know the tight ends and wide receivers will do it as well. Can you just go back for just a second, the importance of finishing that play and then going all the way through?
You know? You know, just first off, just throwing the ball away in the beginning and not being able to cut back like that much because there's a lot of people flowing that way. And, you know, when you go back into traffic like that, things can get bad. I understand that I'm 6'5 and I'm 232, and that's all good and all, but D-linemen are bigger than me. And those guys, when they land on you, it's not fun. So just being smart with that, keeping the ball high and tight, and just the 3 points of contact. So just doing that, remembering that, because we as a quarterback, if a running back or the receivers did anything like that, we're the type of person that'll be on them. And, you know, so it starts with us, with the red jerseys. So keeping the ball high and tight.
Walk me, you break huddle and you walk up to the line of scrimmage. Walk me through the whole process before you say hut. How does that all go?
It depends on the play. If it's for instance, if it's a pass play, I kind of, after the huddle break, my eyes go straight to the middle of the field. You know, just seeing what the coverage is, seeing if it's two high or one high. That's all I need to know so far. And after that, I'm assessing my slot. So wherever my slot is on the field, if we have one, I'm going to look at the nickel. If the nickel is inside or outside leverage. After that, it's pretty much kind of play ball. Kind of got my little assumptions on what I think it is. And after that, after I say hut, you know, just – it's going to be what it is at that point.
That is a shockingly short amount of time to have to process all that information, though, isn't it?
Definitely.
Like, I think that's – people think about playing the position, and I don't know how much they think about when you break the huddle to when you snap the ball, how short that time is.
Definitely. It's definitely short, but it's also like, you know, I've been doing it since the third grade, so it's kind of it's kind of like second nature now, not to just go out there and just break the huddle and then be like, okay, yep, here we go, or sip. And not understanding what's going on back end, because the back end can change and they changes what our guys do. So therefore, if we want to do that, then we do it.
You want to trust your receivers.
Yep.
And you want to, like, A, how do they gain your trust? Mm-hmm. But B, how do they gain your trust when they are covered?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I just got to trust that he's going to get it.
Yeah. I think it starts off the field, man. You know, not even knowing what a person can do on the field, but just knowing their why. I feel like that goes a long way. And a lot of people don't talk about that, you know, the outside of football. Like, how much are we bonding? How much do I know this person? Because at the end of the day, y'all so close to each other, right?
Yep. Right.
And if you was having an off day, he would know that. So, therefore, he would talk more.
That's a great point. And that's a great point.
And it's like, for us as a quarterback, it's like, I want to make sure that my receiver is working hard. But also, I want to know where his why is. Why is his love for the game so strong? You know, what's going to make him go?
Right.
And you also want to be able to talk to guys on the sideline, because some guys not going to take your feedback. They're not going to take it lightly. You know what I mean? So being able to understand their why, understand where they come from is like, you know, you get to talk to them how you want to talk to your best friends or whatever it may be, and it builds.
That being said, it's still okay to talk a little to a receiver who his team might have cheated in college to be, right?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. Absolutely.
Talking about you, Jalen Brooks.
Absolutely.
Can you describe y'all's relationship? Because I know, obviously, newer to the team, but it does seem like y'all have started to form that bond. Let me know if I'm out of line on that.
Nah, definitely. You know, outside of football, like I said, you know, just – going over to JB house, or they coming over to my house, or we all going to Dak house. Like, no matter what it is, like, we're all bonding, and we all, like, found ways to cope with each other. Like, JB likes cooking. My side, my third hobby is cooking. So it's like, JB hosted a little cookout. I brought some of my food over. He already had food made. He did all the barbecue stuff. I made the dirty rice. I don't know if y'all know what that is.
Yes, but, absolutely.
Wait, hold on. Why do you think we might not know what it is?
I don't know. You sure? I'm from the South.
So. Okay. I'm from the South?
We were born here in Texas.
Okay. Okay. Do you consider Texas the South?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know there's some people.
It's hot, man. Yeah. Anything hot, I consider
it. What is your favorite thing to cook then? Like, I grew up barbecue guy, so I love doing, I love smoking briskets and stuff like that. What is your thing?
Me, I would say my baked spaghetti, depending on who I'm cooking for.
Okay.
Yeah, depends on
trying
who
to impress somebody.
I mean, I got a girl, so I ain't trying to impress nobody else. So,
but her
for you my be, girl for my girl, if she usually say that she wants spaghetti, it's probably once out the week.
Okay.
So, she don't like my spaghetti how I cook it. I add sugar in my spaghetti.
Oh, that's the way to do it. Yeah, that is absolutely the best spaghetti
it's
sauce
like
I ever
loaded
had.
Spaghetti though. Yeah. So I cut up little sausage links. Uh-huh. I put pepperonis on top. I put cheese on top. I bake it in the oven.
Yeah.
So it's a loaded. It'd be loaded with ground
when
beef.
When y'all do some studying and she's helping you study, then you're like, okay, this is your reward. Some spaghetti. Or she's like, no.
She doesn't like the way he cooks it though.
She don't like the way I cook it, and she like the thin noodles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Angel hair.
Yeah, I don't.
You like
I like the regular noodles.
Okay.
Yeah. But you guys got plenty of other stuff in common. Okay, good.
Most definitely.
The spaghetti doesn't feel like a make or break for your relationship.
Nah, it's not.
What's more fun, juking somebody at the second level or trucking somebody
over?
it's a good feeling, isn't it?
It is, especially when they was talking trash part of like a play before, and it's like, bet. I'm going to catch you. And when I catch you, it's going to be bad. Especially if somebody waiting on me to tackle me. Like, why are you waiting on me? Why am I running full speed at you and you're just waiting on me? You know what I mean? Come meet me halfway or something.
That does feel a little disrespectful. Yeah. They're like, I can take you down, stand still.
And I'm going to run right through you.
We were talking about this earlier on the show today. Who do you think is the best fictional quarterback of all time? Whether it's movie, TV, whatever. Do you got a go-to? It's a tough question. We debated it quite a bit.
Yeah, there was like top 25 list that we had to go through a little bit.
Jeez, that's hard. I don't know, man.
Is that harder than any of the football questions we've asked so far?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Probably harder.
All right. That's fair.
I'll give you a minute to think about that a little bit. There was a report over the weekend that Jaden Blue doesn't have a great work ethic.
Yeah.
I have a lot of high hopes for Jaden Blue this
year.
Why do you disagree with that report?
For one, I was going to comment on that, and then I was going to put BS.
Mm-hmm.
For two, and it's like, we don't even know you who commented on it. And it's like, for you to comment on a rookie that's literally posting on Instagram every day of him working, what sense does that make? You know what I mean? Make something correlate with each other. And it's like, that wasn't correlating. And you never even been in our building since like 25 years ago. So it's like,
who
do we believe here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, so it's kind of that situation. And it's like, for me, it's like I respect his work ethic. Ever since he came in, it was like his head was down. He was just working, you know what I mean? And it's like, I didn't like before that article even came out, I would never even thought that, you know what I mean? And you play with him on NCAA. You know he did. So.
Then I'm curious, and I don't know if you felt this way going back to New England, but like, how do you maybe battle some of the media narratives versus, like, I just can't pay attention to that? Because, you know, one of the things people were like, oh, Joe Milton's mad that he can't compete for the starting job. Like, whether they talk to you or not, first of all, I think it's totally fair to want to compete for a starting job.
Sure.
But, like, how do you balance, hey, I'm here for the team versus, man, you didn't even ask me. You didn't even talk to me.
I didn't even see that until you said it.
Okay, I'm very sorry.
I really don't. To me, I really don't care.
Yeah.
It's all about getting better than me. It's for the long run. You know what I mean? It's not a sprint. It's a journey. So I feel like, you know, just trying to just stop here and just compete. And if it all fails, like, oh, no. I mean, Dak is a great leader for me. And it's like I love learning from people because you can – not saying he's going to make mistakes, but you get to learn from people instead of you going out there and – I'm messing it up. You know what I mean? Excuse me.
That's a pre-record. Right?
It's like, like you going out there and you just like messing it up, or you can go out there, you can sit on the sideline, you can watch somebody else that's been in the league for his 10th year, and learn from him. You know, he got a lot of knowledge. He done been around a lot of great people. But it's also like, I mean, everybody just like talking about me, I guess. I don't be bothering nobody. I like playing my video game. I love football. I like being at the house with my girl. I like playing with the dogs. And I like playing drums. And if I'm not doing that, it's like really don't care what people say, to be honest. Because it's like, you don't know me. You don't know me personally. You don't know what I go through. You don't know what I think. And you don't know how I feel about what's going on here. And I love what's going on here. So it's like, for me, y'all really just, they really just be talking just to talk, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Playing the drums, though, were you growing up playing the drums?
Yeah.
Working on your triplets and everything?
Drumline was my favorite movie.
Okay. I get that. Yeah, I get that.
I know every beat off Drumline.
Who's your favorite drummer? Like, do you have one? Because mine's always been Dave Matthews, Carter Beaufort.
Nah, mine's just Nick Cannon from Drumline.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's what they go
on. His solo is amazing. Yeah.
Now, go ahead.
I know it's just the first day of practice, but it's just your general philosophy. Can you win a practice? Like, you personally, do you feel like, I won that practice today?
I feel like it ain't necessarily about winning a practice. It's about winning the day. What did you do from, like, this morning? I got up at 4:30. Like, what did I do from 4:30 to now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To get myself ready for practice. I feel like that's how you win the day. It's not about just winning a practice. It's not about just going against the defense and beating the defense, because as a whole, we all need to work on something collectively and get better at something. You know, it was probably minor hiccups today, and it's like, let's go clean that up. So we really didn't win the day or win the practice because we had minor hiccups. But it's like, you know, that's why we got tomorrow. And tomorrow's not a promise, but you have an opportunity to. You know what I mean? When you lay your eyes, when you lay in your bed and close your eyes, you still have an opportunity. That's your opportunity to go to sleep, think about what happened, and, you know, wake up the next day and change it.
That's what I tell you all the time. We have a bad show. We got tomorrow. Let's make it better.
I get really angry about that. So, like, it just takes me a minute. Look, he knows very well. You're talking about knowing each other. If I get really mad, I just need, like, 5 minutes by myself, or else I'm just start spouting out some nonsense. And I was like, I need a minute. And so, you know.
And he cuts whenever he says things, too.
I give myself 5 seconds, too.
Yeah.
On the sideline, I give myself 5 seconds.
Some people think that makes you I think it makes you passionate.
Yeah, it's all about how you talk to yourself. If you're big on yourself with criticizing, I feel like you're good to talk to yourself. Some people are not good with criticizing themselves. And I am, because I'm true and confident in who I am. So I talk to myself like I'm a...
I appreciate that.
Our morning show host, his name's RJ Choppy. He went to Tennessee. He is very jealous that we're talking to you today.
Yeah.
He is very jealous because... And he'll be out here next week. I'm sure he's going to come find you and everything. But he thinks highly of you. Tennessee, is that the second most intimidating stadium in all of college football? And what do you want us to say to RJ Choppy?
Well,
about his jealousy.
I wouldn't say nothing about his jealousy. I would mostly say, dang, you couldn't be here today. We're sorry about that. I can't wait to meet you.
That's nice.
Those guys didn't help you out by bringing you here today. but sorry to that. But and then Tennessee, the stadium, man, I don't know. Because when I was 17 going on 18, and I was in Penn State at that whiteout, Obama first came out.
I got gotcha. You know we're videoing this.
I can't say it. Like, Tennessee gets loud, but I can't.
Yeah. I just want to warn you about Choppy. I've seen him operate before. There was a time we were at the Super Bowl bar. He saw Cooper Manning, and he walked over there to talk to Cooper Manning, and he posted up like he was going to hang out and have a conversation. Never met this guy in his entire life. And he's like, no, we're going to hang out and be friends. So don't get too close to RJ, because he's going to be like, what about your phone number? What's your player tag? Like, just be careful. He's a lovely person, and he loves Tennessee. But like, just a little
tag.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
See how they talk about you? These your friends.
He knows. I never said that. I said we work together.
I'm just kidding.
All right, we gave you a couple minutes. Have you come up with your favorite fictitious character, quarterback, or the best fictitious quarterback?
To be honest with you, I'm going to have to say,
Man, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I'm trying to think of the quarterback name from Little Giants. He was tossing.
Oh, he was like number 12 on the, on the list.
He was in the top 20, and we were like, he's a kid.
Yeah,
but they're like, okay, all right.
So who did y'all have?
Oh, Shane Falco from The Replacements. That's my guy right there.
I've seen that.
Yeah, you're going to have to check that one out. It's about whenever they were the league struck and all that, and they were like, we're still going to play anyway, and he came in and he took over.
Matter of fact, what's the movie The Rock is in?
And The Game Plan?
The Game Plan.
Yes.
There you
go. He was in the top 10.
So there you go. That's
there
a good
you go.
One.
All game right. Plan. Man, thank you very much. Really appreciate your insight, and we're really pumped
no
that you're
problem,
part of the
man.
Team.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for having me.